Hello, friends, and welcome to day number 64 of Bible in a Year with Pastor Steve. We have reached yet another milestone for our reading plan. We are wrapping up the book of Judges and moving right along into the book of Ruth. So today, according to the reading plan, you should have read Judges chapters 20 and 21, Ruth chapter 1, Psalm 64, and Proverb 2. By way of this podcast, I'll be reading Ruth chapter 1. Be sure to read the rest on your own. I'll be using the World English Bible Translation, the web translation, and as always, feel free to use whatever you have on hand or find most comfortable. Friends, if you're enjoying the Bible in a Year reading plan, I invite you to click like and subscribe on your listening platform of choice, as that does help get the word out that there is this Bible reading plan, and will connect others to it. So if you do that, I am most appreciative. If you need the Bible in a Year reading plan, click that link that's in the show notes. You'll be brought to a page where you can download the PDF, print it, whatever you want to do. It's there for you. There's also a link for you to click and join the Facebook page dedicated to this podcast. It's a great place for you to ask questions, continue the conversation, and generally just be a part of community. Well, friends, without further ado, let us jump into God's Word together today. Ruth chapter 1. In the days when the judges judged, there was a famine in the land. A certain man of Bethlehem of Judah went to live in the country of Moab with his wife and his two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi. The names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, Ephratites of Bethlehem of Judah. They came into the country of Moab and lived there. Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons. They took for themselves wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other was Ruth. They lived there about 10 years. Mahlon and Chilion both died, and the woman was bereaved of her two children and of her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return to the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how Yahweh had visited his people in giving them bread. She went out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her. They went on the way to return to the land of Judah. Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go, return each of you to your mother's house. May Yahweh deal kindly with you, as you have dealt with the dead and with me. May Yahweh grant you that you may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband." Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept. They said to her, "No, but we will return with you to your people." Naomi said, "Go back, my daughters. Why do you want to go with me? Do I still have sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Go back, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should even have a husband tonight, and should also bear sons, would you then wait until they were grown? Would you then refrain from having husbands? No, my daughters, for it grieves me seriously for your sakes, for Yahweh's hand has gone out against me." They lifted up their voices and wept again. Then Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth stayed with her. She said, "Behold, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her God. Follow your sister-in-law." Ruth said, "Don't urge me to leave you and to return from following you. For where you go, I will go. And where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die. And there I will be buried. May Yahweh do so to me, and more also, if anything, but death parts you and me." When Naomi saw that she was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her. So they both went until they came to Bethlehem. When they had come to Bethlehem, all the city was excited about them, and they asked, "Is this Naomi?" She said to them, "Don't call me Naomi. Call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt bitterly with me. I went out full, and Yahweh has brought me home empty again. Why do you call me Naomi, since Yahweh has testified against me, and the Almighty has afflicted me? So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, who returned out of the country of Moab. They came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. Gracious and eternal God, we give you thanks for this day. What a privilege it is to be in your presence once more. We pray, Lord, that you would quiet our hearts and our minds that we might hear from you. Send forth your Holy Spirit to illuminate these words that we might gain understanding, and that your word may fall upon rich soil in our hearts and bear fruit for our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, friends, right away when we read the first chapter of Ruth, we see that it is situated within the context of the book of Judges. It says, in the days when the judges judged, there was a famine in the land, and that a certain man of Bethlehem in Judah went to go live in the land of Moab with his wife and two sons. We see that the two sons there took wives from the people of Moab, which, if you recall, is not something that God wanted, because the people would be tempted to chase after the gods and the idols of the foreign lands. Really, if you recall, the Israelites were supposed to dispossess the people completely out of the Promised Land so that this wouldn't be a thing. But as we saw throughout Joshua and Judges, there remained some people because the Israelites disobeyed God and allowed some to remain. So anyway, they are there and they take these wives, and then the husbands die. And Naomi, whose name means pleasant, encourages the two daughters-in-law to go back to their own homes, to their own gods, back to where they were comfortable, because Naomi had no more sons to give these two women. And she knew that it would be best for them if they were to have access to another husband, presumably because they were still very young, and she wanted the best for them. So the one daughter-in-law, she relents and she goes back. She did weep for a while with Ruth, but it's Ruth who persists and says that she will go with Naomi back to the people in Bethlehem of Judah. When Naomi makes it back, the people recognize her and they ask, "Is this Naomi?" And she says, "Don't call me Naomi anymore. Call me Mara," which means bitter. So her name went from pleasant to bitter. And I wonder if any of you might have felt that way when you have been afflicted with some trial. Now, she attributes this as God's hand against her. It does not say that God's hand was in this. And bad things can happen to good people. And it's not necessarily God's will that anyone should perish. Sometimes stuff happens. And as we'll see, God's provision will be with them. God will help redeem these bad circumstances for Naomi, and especially for Ruth. Now, Ruth is the main character of this book, and we'll see that Ruth, as an outsider to Israel, because she is a Moabitess. Now, this whole story will show that God has a heart for all people, that he will even take an outsider and take care of this outsider and make a way and a future in God's family. Something special indeed would happen through the lineage of Ruth. We'll see later on that Ruth and Boaz's son, Obed, was the one who fathered Jesse, and Jesse was the one who fathered David. And if you recall, it is David, the king, the quintessential king, that God would bring about the eternal kingdom and bring about Jesus Christ, who is a direct descendant of David. See Matthew chapter 1. So something very special is happening. God is weaving together a beautiful picture involving his people, the Israelites, but also from those on the outside. God has a heart for all people, those who are on the margins and those who have been in the family for generations. So let that be an encouragement to you today that God can redeem some bad things in your lives and make it work for the good, and that ultimately God's plan will prevail in your life. And let us give thanks to God that through God's wisdom, He brought about the divine initiative, Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, that would bring about redemption and forgiveness of sins, so that we might have eternal life in the here and now and forever. Friends, I hope that you have a very blessed rest of your day, and I look forward to seeing you back again tomorrow. Until then, God bless.